I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains with Nina and Friends.
And we're back.
Yeah.
You heard that champagne pop. You know what that means. We hit it. And we're here. Summer 2021 has officially kicked off. All right, let's start off like this.
Yeah.
When it comes to summertime, though, do you prefer to be single or in a relationship?
Ooh.
Hmm.
Damn.
That's hard.
Honesty hour. So this is my first time ever being in a relationship in the summer. At least I'm getting some consistent ass. So I'm going to say, I guess.
Ooh, are you going to say relationship?
This is so hard, y'all, because.
It's all right.
My summers be lit. I'm not even going to lie. You know, I do my thing. So I'm going to say, do we have to pick? Can we just be both?
I just asked. You have to pick.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say relationship because of the consistency.
Okay. What about you, Ange?
I want to be in a relationship in the summer because I want to be able to share my experiences with someone. I want to go to the beach with someone. Yeah. I want to go to Six Flags. I want to go to the club.
But then you can't make out with strangers in the club.
But you do go to those places with your friends. You still go to all those places.
Yeah, I know, but it's better when you have somebody
All right. Am I really going to be the only person?
Then, Angie.
I'm going to be the only one sitting here going.
As a matter of fact, I have fun with you, Nina, at the beach and at Six Flags.
Guys, I have fun with myself everywhere I go. Yeah. Single in the summertime is one of the best feelings in the world.
You're right, girl.
It's funny because on our show, we were talking about how people's pheromones change when they're in relationships to when they're single. And it's the smell of freedom for you single people. If you're like me, it's the smell of freedom in your pheromones and just the smell of freedom in the morning in the summertime.
Smells like tequila.
Nothing better. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I want to be in a relationship, too. And I think that I'm looking for a person when it's right. But I'm in no rush for that.
Right.
But I just feel like this summer, more than any other summer we've ever had in our lives,
totally,
is about recklessness.
It's going up, bro.
Responsible recklessness. I mean, the three
responsible recklessness.
Because we've dubbed it a vaxxed and waxed summer.
Sure.
So you can be calling it your hot girl summer, whatever it is that you'd like to call it, but it's our vaxxed and waxed summer. Responsible recklessness.
Yeah, people are going ham this summer because of COVID-19 and what happened last summer. Nobody could do anything, so.
I just don't think anybody knows how to act right so far. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Like, have you been out and noticed that people just don't know what to do?
Raging.
I was texting Angie the other day. I was going to a party by myself. Actually, it was a benefit function. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I have so much anxiety. I don't know how to talk to people. I don't know what to do. I know that sounds surprising because I'm typically an outgoing person, but my introvertness has really, really showed up. And so now when I get out, it's either I go too hard one way or too hard the other way. You know, like either I don't speak or I'm like,
rage. But that's like how I met you, Nina. Like, I know you as the person that's like shots, bitches, versus you being an introvert. So
I know. So we're just trying to break myself out of my shell. And that's why I asked this question, too, because the other side of me doesn't know how to act when it comes to like seeing somebody that you find attractive either.
You shoot shot. You shoot, girl.
She said, no, I don't. Excuse you. Why?
I've been around for a couple. I'm just saying.
Okay, just because
if I find my coming for you today, Nina.
If I'm attracted to somebody though, and that's fine, she can come for me right now because she knows she's next in the hot seat. Ooh. It's not like you control yourself either.
Oh, I definitely don't.
Right.
I used to not. Now I can. It took a lot of work.
Well, you don't have a choice. You have a boyfriend.
Exactly. But you know, I think we're gonna talk about this in another episode, but I've messed up a few times, like transitioning from savage mode Krista to relationship Krista. Like, I'm still a savage in my relationship.
But see, that's what I'm talking about, actually. So while we're, you know, trying to decide what's most comfortable for us, especially in this space,
right,
there was a survey that was done recently that I found that said that 63% of women are trying to have this hot girl summer this year.
Right. It's a lot.
60% of more than half. And then 60% of men are trying to find a relationship this summer. And it was interesting because as I continued to read on this article, it made a lot of sense to me, especially with the people that I've encountered in this time or during the quarantine, you know, like whoever it is that you're talking to. Mm-hmm. And that is that a lot more women, they're saying, found their independence, found their freedom, found their confidence during quarantine. And so now that they're out, you just want to have fun. And these are also women, some of them that are even in relationships. So to your point, Krista, that can be a savage and a good girlfriend all at the same time. Because being a savage does not mean you're out here jumping from dude to dude.
Right.
It means that you're going to put on your little bikini.
You do what you want. When
you're going to get on a boat and you're still going to pour champagne down your chest because you feel like it. And that's okay. But then the flip side of that, with the 60% of men out here actually looking for relationships, the funny part is their theory is because... Mm-hmm. A lot of these men that were going through the pandemic alone were like, oh, shoot, I better boo up so I'm not alone during the next time things go wrong.
I would it makes complete sense. But when you first said it, I honestly felt like it should have been switched. Like, oh, the girls are looking to settle down and the dudes are ready to savage out. But now that you broke it down, completely makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And I think the way that it works, though, is this is a win-win summer. So while we're all out here ready to do our vax and wax summer, and if these dudes are out here trying to be booed up, it's kind of perfect because they'll enjoy watching. We'll enjoy playing. They'll be more likely to, you know, jump on a roster without knowing they're on one. And then at the end of it, because I want my husband.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm still having my vax and wax summer, though. Please don't get it twisted. I'm not calming down until like the right person comes around.
Correct.
But at that point, then the chances are that he's going to be ready. So it's a win-win summer.
Works for me. I mean,
does that make sense to you? It makes sense to me.
I'm just happy that people are out here just living. And I also feel like the pandemic taught us that we are not guaranteed tomorrow. So people are literally going to take this summer and live every single day like it could be their last.
Oh, my God. So deep. Did you make a bucket list for the summer? Like, do you find yourself going, this is what I have to do this summer?
I should.
Now that I think about it, no. The only thing that I have to do this summer is go home and see my mom and dad because I haven't seen them since Christmas. So
that's you just saw them.
When?
I don't know. Krista's been on a plane every other weekend, so I'm not sure which weekend she's going to
No, I haven't been home since December.
Or if this plays into her regular action summer.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, no. Do you have a bucket list this summer?
Me? No. I really don't. I'm moving.
Congratulations.
That's big for this summer. But once I get over in my new neighborhood, I want to try new restaurants.
Yeah.
That's not really a bucket list. That's I want my palate.
New food, new bars, new space, new energy.
We should make a bucket list.
We should.
I want new energy.
This is a great idea, actually.
But what could actually be on the bucket list, though, that you've never done?
We haven't jet skied on Lake Michigan.
I would love to jet ski.
Because I don't want
to.
Actually,
I'm jet skied on. I've definitely jet skied on Lake Michigan. We haven't. Okay.
But we haven't done it together.
But the reason I don't want to is because I don't know how to swim and I will get really scared.
You
know,
you
fall
put
off
on
the
a life jacket.
Life jacket
you're fine.
Means.
It's Lake Michigan. This is not an ocean.
Okay. We've never jet skied on Lake Michigan together.
That's what
So we could do that.
No, I don't want to do that.
Nina doesn't
want
to do that.
Let's walk.
I've never got.
Okay. Because we've never done that before.
I've never got a tattoo in Chicago before.
Oh, there you go.
That could be on my bucket list. I really want a palm tree.
I thought you were going to get the picture of the girl's ass on you.
What?
I love this podcast. I was my boyfriend and I were considering matching tattoos. He's going to kill me for talking about this. My friends are going to kill me for talking about this, but I'll show you a picture of it. It's from this dope artist in England, and he specializes in thick girl art.
Oh, okay.
And there's this.
It's a picture of a girl's ass.
But it's like, she's bent over, and it's a skull who's a man, obviously. He's biting the butt, and he's saying, king size. Isn't that funny? Because he has a crown on.
And whatever floats your boat.
So Kristen and I are poolside at my house. And she whips this out. And she's like, Cam and I want to
show you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we saying his name?
Oh, it's okay. He's fine.
Cam and I are going to go and get matching tattoos. And I was like, all right, that's cute. Let me see the tattoo. He shows me this tattoo.
Hold on, let me show you.
And I was just like, are you sure? You know, tattoos are permanent.
I love the artist. Here it is. Oh, Better
Together. Where do you want to get it?
So here's Better Together. This is the one that's Better Together.
I like the Better Together.
I love it. And then look at this king size one, bro. Look at the king size.
They're literally eating ass.
Like, there's literally no part of that tattoo.
Definitely my length. Oh, yeah. So Nina asked me where I want it, and I put, like, right here on my arm. I was like, I want it on the back of my arm.
Where visible. Our bosses can see it.
And Nina was like, how about you just get it on your ass? And I was like, that's a great idea.
Get it on your ass. That's okay. Perfect.
Right. You're going to get a tattoo of that nature. And listen, if that makes you happy, sister, like, go ahead.
If y'all want to see it, you could just follow Bailey Illustration on Instagram. He's amazing. He's over in England. And I want to get it because I want to make a trip out of it. Like, yo, we're going to go to England for 3 days, kick it. And get these matching tattoos.
I love the story. I love the trip. I love the vacation idea.
Yeah, it's just the actual
tattoo.
Hey, man, you know what, though? If you guys love it, I
say
do it.
She's got a little afro and everything. Like, it's perfect.
There you go.
This
Better
picture,
together.
Y'all, is the perfect dynamic for me and Cam.
2021. We're coming out.
Yo, this is the prime example of what we're talking about. Vaccinated and activated. I'm trying to tell you, Nina.
Well, that's activated.
Vaccinated and activated. Activation creep central on.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God, Nina. You are such a nerd. Activation
she did the whole
creep central on.
We out here ready to play.
We love you for who you are.
Oh, my God. No, that's good, though. I love that.
Sorry, the lights are hurting my eyes.
Angie D just turned down the lights in the studio.
Like, and they're just too bright. I don't like studio lighting.
Are you all right? Because as we're sitting here having this conversation, Angie D is, like, staring at the wall. Like, are you all right?
No, I'm not.
Why? What happened?
I know, I'm, like, dazed out.
What's going on?
With what?
Why are you dazed out? Are you sober?
I'm not
unfortunately,
sure.
Yes, I'm
unfortunately.
Sober.
She's sitting with ham and cheese in front of her.
Ham and cheese roll.
While we're in the studio.
I needed a snack. I've been, like, not eating for the last couple of days.
Oh, sis.
Why?
Because I'm doing the juice cleanse.
Oh, good. How's it going?
You have not been doing a very good job.
Yes, I have. Wow. I've only eaten, like, a snack a day.
But it can't be. It's like you have to have vegan snacks, though. Like,
isn't
vegetarian.
This vegan?
It's ham.
And cheese.
So that's completely counteracting literally the dairy and the ham. And it's deli ham at that, y'all.
Man, I think
that
Angie,
completely counteracts
no,
your juice
sliced
cleanse.
Ham.
Yeah, deli's ham. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Angie's goal this summer.
Angie, you're
going
to have to start over, bro. You're going to have to start over.
Accountability. Yeah, I think she already fell off on that because you also had some drinks the other day.
You can't drink on a juice cleanse, Angie.
Why not? It's liquid.
Because the point is, like, filtering out your freaking liver, bro.
Oh, Nina, you didn't tell me that. You said a couple drinks were okay. You also said drinks were okay after getting vaxxed, so I don't know, actually.
I'm over both of you.
If I said that, it's because I didn't want to drink alone, bro, okay?
Wow.
Read between the lines.
So I'm not getting skinny is basically what you guys are saying.
No. Cool. Love you, Nina. You tried, though, so now it's trial and error. So
you're
now
right,
you can do it again. Yeah.
No, man, this girl needs to learn accountability, though. I will tell you that. There's an air of vax and wax and a push of growth. Yesterday, we had gone to get lunch, mm-hmm. and we came back out, and there was a ticket on Angie's car.
Oh, oh no.
And Angie was
so
upset.
Did you cry?
I did afterwards, right after I dropped Nina off.
She was so upset because she's like, I don't want to pay this. Well, what was the ticket for?
Expired city sticker.
Right. So she says, man, I don't want to pay this. I already tried to pay this city sticker. But when I went in there to pay it, they wouldn't take my credit card. So I said, fine, I'm not going to pay this city sticker. Now, I don't want to pay this. But if I have two tickets, that means I'm going
to
get a boot.
No,
so
we don't want
have to pay
you
it.
Should contest both of those, bro. Because
Girl,
you tried to pay.
No,
why can't you contest it?
Krista, you cannot enable this non-accountability.
Listen, I'm all about saving money. If she went down and tried to pay it the first time and they didn't take it, that's their fault. her shit should have been not expired. It's their fault. So you can contest both of those. That's valid.
Oh, man.
No, it's not.
I don't think it's going to work, but okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying, I'm giving blessing y'all with gems. You can either take it or leave it.
Krista will be the one that will say, it's fine. As long as you dig the hole deep enough and you roll them in the hole and cover them up with a daisy.
I'm here for y'all, man.
You're good.
I'm here for y'all.
I know. I do appreciate that.
I will ride for y'all. Y'all need me to bury a body? Just tell me where to go. I won't say nothing.
Everybody needs one of those.
Speaking of burying a body.
Uh-oh.
I'm just kidding.
Uh-oh.
Is that why you're staring off at the wall?
Why? No.
I don't know, guys. It's really
weird.
Was
that like a sexual reference? Speaking of burying the body, like, or is that just,
not okay, sorry.
She wants to bury a body, but.
So gross.
Anne just had some changes in her life.
Yeah.
So much so that she can't even talk about them.
Why?
You can't do it right now?
Is she crying?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Oh, you're being serious. Y'all are being whole ass. Oh my God.
Yeah. You don't want to talk about it right now?
I'm about to cry. Oh my God.
Did something new happen?
No, I'll do it.
What happened?
I'll do it.
Did something new happen? If,
okay, this is a big deal. Angie never cries in front of us.
I know that I was teasing you and I was just trying to feel you out because we had talked about how this was something that you wanted to share.
Are you
healthy?
But
if it's too fresh for you to talk about
right
now.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I'll do it.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where to start.
So last time we talked, it had been a while. Ange was in a situation with a person. She had her man. We had her birthday. We've taken kind of a break. And in that time, Ange is free. She is smelling the smell of freedom in the morning. Beautiful. When she smells her pheromones.
Beautiful.
Because this dude is out. But this is the problem. When a dude chooses to walk away, then he shouldn't keep coming back and forth and
Precisely,
testing the waters.
That's toxic.
Especially with a person who has a heart as big as Angie's.
Exactly.
Because whether we tell her to not do it or not, or whether she knows that she shouldn't, she can't help but wonder if it's going to be different this time.
That's right. Not right. I will.
let's go to the most recent. Let's go to the baseball game.
Yeah, I mean, so for a while we were okay. We hung out here and there, but not as often as we usually did. And then a couple weeks ago, out of nowhere, he unfollows me and blocks me on social media. And obviously, I'm just like, what? Like, why would you do that? You know, and whatever. He had his reasons. And a couple days later, he texts me and he goes, hey, are you downtown? And I was like, no, I actually, you know, I just got home, whatever. And I mean, I fell into it. I was like, I'll come right back downtown. We'll go to dinner. So we did. We went to dinner. We had some drinks and we were going to leave. And then he was like, do you want to go to the movies? I was like, yeah. So we go to dinner. We go to the movies. Everything's cool. And then a couple days later, we go to the Cubs game.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we are not together. It's just not a thing. But when we were at this Cubs game, like all, and I was good. I was like, we can be friends. We can be friends with benefits, whatever. I'm good. I don't want to be with you. But when we were at this Cubs game, I feel like a bunch of feelings just came back because he's goofy.
Of course.
You know,
of
like,
course, yeah.
He's like, I don't know. He's just goofy. He was like singing like YMCA and like we're singing together. So obviously it's a good time, you know? But the thing that rubbed me the wrong way is that we're sitting there and he's like bragging about his trip that he's going. And he's like, ooh, where can I go get waxed? And I look at him and I'm like, what do you need to get waxed for? And then he knew I was like upset or whatever. And he goes, never mind. I'll still pull all these hoes. And
he
I like
said that to you, to your face.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I looked at him. I'm like, cool. What? And he goes, never mind. And it was just little comments like that throughout the game that made me feel some type of way.
He's trash.
I gave him a name, Chris. His name is Womp Womp.
He's so trash and you should not hang out with him anymore. You should protect your peace at all costs. As a matter of fact, you should block his ass right now.
Well, it gets even better. So we know an establishment in Wrigley that I used to work at.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the managers, you know, invited us to come over and, you know, hang out, drink. So I'm like, okay, we all go over there. We obviously get to go to the front of the line, but because I worked there and stuff, and he got to do that with me. Again, inside there was a long line for drinks. We didn't have to wait because the bartenders know me. Well, we got our shots while we were waiting for our drinks, some girl comes up to him and she's like rubbing all over him.
No,
and like, I'm not standing literally next to him. I'm like literally a foot in front of him. And I'm noticing this. And you guys know me. I'm crazy. I'm jealous. I'm very possessive. And I'm standing there and my heart is literally in my stomach. Like, I want to cry, but I'm not going to cry in front of him because he already thinks I'm crazy. And I'm sure not all you
crazy.
Guys think
he's crazy.
He's not right. He's not a good person.
Yeah.
He is not a good person.
And so she's like rubbing him, touching his hat, and he's kind of dodging it. I'll give him that. He was at least being respectful, like dodging it. But the thing is like, I think he thinks I'm stupid because she was like confused why he was acting that way. And then he's over here dodging it. And he goes and he tells me that it was like one of his friends.
You know he's lying. Oh, you know he told her to come to that bar.
No.
He was like, I'm at blah, blah, blah,
because she was with another guy.
Okay.
Yeah, no. But okay. I know he's lying. That girl.
It's still shady. Yeah.
So I'm keeping my cool until he goes, do you think you can go get her a drink?
Mm-mm.
I looked at him.
Poured a drink on his head.
And I go, she can go wait in that line over there.
Good for
and
you.
I walked away.
Good
and
for
I was
you.
Like, I need a second because I can't believe you literally just right. asked
He's trash,
me.
He's trash, but block I his know. Ass. He does not deserve your energy.
And then just like
love.
Throughout the night, like it started to be okay. And then we go home and I go to his house really quick and we hook up all the time. Mm-hmm. So obviously I'm like, okay, we're going to hook up. And I go, I'm going to use your bathroom really quick. And then, you know, whatever. Well, I come out and he's sitting on his couch and I go up to him.
She tries to put moves on him.
Yeah, I tried to seduce him and he was going for a minute and then he pushes me away. And then I'm like, wait, what? Like he's never done this to me before. Like he's never pushed me away. So mind you, we had just done stuff that Friday. So it was like really weird to me. And I mean, that was that. I got really mad and I just like left and we haven't really talked since then.
Locked you should.
Basic
but
bitch
the only
ass.
Thing that sucks is I left my sunglasses in this car, so I need my sunglasses.
We'll go
back.
Get them. Me and Anita could get it.
And one more problem. We kind of play on the same softball team. So that sucks.
You have the company softball team you can play on now. I'm not an advocate, y'all. I am not an advocate for continuing to be around people that disrespect you.
Yep. And
he's
that's what it is. I think
you.
I'm not sad that we're not together. I'm not because I mean, I was, but like, whatever. I think I'm more hurt that you literally think that I'm a piece of shit, that you can treat me like mm-hmm. that when I do all these things for you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like when I'm trying to give you certain experiences, when I'm trying to, you know, take you with me and then you're going to act like, I don't know.
So you know what, Nina? Now it's on you, Angie. It's not on him anymore.
I know.
Because
it's been on me. That's the thing. It's been on me. And maybe I am now. I don't know. I haven't been presented with another opportunity, but I wasn't strong enough.
No. It's fine. I mean, I've listened to this from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me of something somebody told me once. And when it was put this way, it was a lot harder to stomach than the way that we see it as giving another person a chance, hoping for a different outcome, trying to learn and get stronger as you go through it. And my friend said this to me because I was in a similar situation a while ago. And he's like, all right, Nina, think about it like this. He's sitting at the dinner table. He's living his life. Mm-hmm. He's fed. He's doing whatever he wants and eating whatever he wants on the table. You're the sweet dog that is coming to his lap to get pet whenever he invites you. You're the sweet dog that comes to his feet when he gives you a little piece of steak off of his plate and you want it. And you sit there and you wait for more of the scraps while he continues to sit at his table and take in all of the things that he wants. And meanwhile, you're just patiently waiting like a sweet puppy dog for scraps. And I got so mad when my friend was giving me this analogy as to what he believed I was doing in my particular relationship. But I was like, okay, I should be mad. Because if you think about it, it is scraps. You are playing around. Maybe you're the meal one night, but then he's going to not finish it and put the leftovers out in the trash.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things that aren't right with it, but it does take time to learn your own lessons. However, now that this has happened in a space where you have felt so bad about yourself multiple times, from the unfollow to the getting pushed off after you made advances to the heartbreak from all the way before.
I think that's the worst part. I mean, you guys know about my last relationship in 2018. I thought I was healed. I was like, and maybe I was thinking of it as I thought I was healed, but I really wasn't, because I was like, I don't want to be in a relationship. But I was the type that always wanted to be in one. So I thought I was good. I'm like, okay, cool. But with him, like, I think that that's the most disappointing part, is that I thought that
good.
I valued myself and I thought that, like, you know, because I listened to you guys and I thought I knew, like,
it's okay.
You're still growing. Like,
let me just tell you, this is coming from such a genuine place. Like, I'm very triggered by this. I still have a lot of PTSD from my last relationship. And you not only have PTSD from this current one, you have it from the previous one and you have it from the previous engagement that you were in. You have a lot of PTSD and it's relationship trauma. And I have to tell you that I honestly thought that I was never going to find the love of my life because I had so much trauma and having to deal with so much bullshit from dudes. And you really have to believe that if you find time to just work on yourself and navigate through that trauma and figure out that trauma, whether it's through therapy or reading a book or finding a new hobby and really like doing something and channeling all of that energy, I'm telling you, the world is going to come together and God is going to bless you with somebody that you didn't even know has been waiting on you this whole entire time.
Yeah.
And that is the God honest truth. When you don't go looking for love, it literally drops in your lap like, here I am. And you deserve, this is why I'm so upset, because I know you and you're a good fucking person and he is taking advantage of you. You literally deserve someone that loves you significantly more than you love them. And you have so much love to give. So block his ass and don't fuck with him no more. Yeah. And it's easier said than done. Trust me. I get it. But anybody listening to this podcast, anybody that is not pouring back into you the way that you're pouring into them, block them and do not have anything to do with them because they don't deserve your time.
I mean, and it's so true. And it's easier for us to say than it is for the person that's sitting in the seat.
Right.
And I think that Krista brought up a really great point. And this isn't the first time we've talked about past traumas. I mean, our good friend, Love McPherson, who is a relationship expert here in Chicago, tells us all the time, you have to take the time to heal and you have to take responsibility for your part in every single one of these relationships. Now, while you are a victim of certain circumstances, if you continue to put yourself in the same position, you're now becoming a victim of your own choices, which is fine. You can look at yourself as a victim either way. And it's also a growing opportunity. So a lot of you probably that are listening may be triggered like, you know, Krista or even myself, but you also know and you care and love Angie D the way that we do. And you also know that it takes work. There's going to be no magic person to heal you.
Yeah.
There's going to be no magic thing that comes along and makes everything great. The sooner you let go of the wrong one, the sooner you can find the right one.
Come on, queen.
I mean, all of those things are true.
There's going to be a point where you can keep on going back.
You know what?
You can do what you want to do, but you're going to get to that point.
I know this is like a cheesy quote, whatever, and it's everywhere, but it was something like God will make someone hurt you to show you that 100%. You need to let go. Yeah. And I think that this is what I needed to see because he had been giving me signs from the beginning. Since December when I told him I actually like, and it doesn't matter what happened in between and him spending time with me and whatever. But I think all these incidences, like just bad ones needed to happen because I wasn't getting it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this can still work. When we're together, it's so good. And, you know, like I felt a natural high when I was with him. Like it was so different.
I remember you.
And I haven't really felt that with anybody. Not my first person. My second person I did. But this was different. Like I thought it was different. So
you were in love.
Yeah.
Just to play devil's advocate for a quick second. Mm-hmm. And I know this is not minimizing anything that you've just said, but we've said this before too. When you feel that type of intoxication with a person, that's not love.
Yeah. Ooh. I do remember you.
That's not, you know, that's not love. That's not necessarily even healthy. And you know, yes, try your best to be gentle with yourself. But I think that in that process, instead of looking outward at that person and what their mirror that they're holding up to you, you know, shows you and how it makes you feel about yourself, you really need to do the work to build up your own self-confidence, self-esteem, understanding of who you are and what you offer.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's something that, you know, we'll talk more about too as we navigate through Vax and Wax summer, because I mean, it's easy to get distracted or, you know, have something like a party or friends or just outside that can be an intoxicating distraction from whatever real life is. But we still have to look back at all of the traumas that were unsurfaced from the pandemic. We still have to look at all of our unhealthy attachments that have started in order for us to really gain control of our power that we want. We're masking it again. Because of Vax and Wax Summer, which I am very happily walking forward with my mask on because, hey, I, you know, that's me. But in this case, we need to still focus and take accountability for our feelings and doing the work to be the right person to show up for your own life.
Preach, Nina.
To show up for your life and allow yourself to be choosing who's treating you right. Choosing. Don't wait to be chosen. Choose.
Yeah.
And that person will choose you back. And if they don't,
or set yourself up to get chose.
either way, you need to give yourself more control. Either way, you need to be more in charge of your feelings, more in charge of you as a person. And that's not just in your relationships. That's in every aspect of your life.
Nina.
But it takes time. Ooh. I will say that it takes time
to do
Yoda.
That.
It takes making mistakes.
Yeah.
It takes making the same mistake over and over and over again.
She's preaching.
I was so scared to tell you.
But
I got into the car with her on Monday and I go, Nina.
But I know,
I fucked up.
We are not perfect, bro. Yeah.
I mean, I still fuck up.
Yeah, me too.
But that's
me
what I...
Me too.
And that's something I want to bring up too. And, you know, we're going to leave you with this. Angie, thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing, where you're at right now.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to give Angie some love, you can follow her at ange.marie.d on social media. And we'll tag her too if you follow us at Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains. And, you know, think about that. How many times do you make the same mistake before you learn your lesson?
God, y'all, can we please talk about that in the next episode?
But I have a number.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's too little, and I don't think that it's too many, and I think that it's a space where we can all start to use our brains to actively participate in our lives, actively take control of the type of summer we want to have. Hot girl summer is empowering. Hot girl summer isn't reckless. That's why it's responsible recklessness.
Yes, ma'am.
So vaxxed and waxed, responsible recklessness. I want, you know, our little tribe of guilty pleasures and growing pains here to do that. Live our best lives, but in a way where we are empowered.
Yes, girl.
And getting what we want out of these lives because we do life together.
Mm-hmm.
So think about how many times you have to make a mistake before you get it right. And we're going to talk about that next, too, on the next episode. Be here. Don't miss it. And be guilty and grow.
That makes sense to me.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.